Maryland's News Now on the only station that matters, WBAL.com.
So what happens to Apple without Steve?
Well, we already know.
What?
We conducted the experiment. I mean, it's been done. We saw Apple with Steve Jobs. We saw Apple without Steve Jobs. We saw Apple with Steve Jobs. Now, we're going to see Apple without Steve Jobs.
So you're shorting Apple?
He's irreplaceable, yeah. They will not be nearly so successful because he's gone.
It's always kind of juicy when one tech billionaire lashes out at other well-known companies. And recently, Larry Ellison, CEO of tech giant Oracle, took aim at Google and made a prediction about Apple that got people talking. He told CBS's Charlie Rose, Apple without Steve Jobs is going down. There already is a lot of buzz about the late Jobs with the new movie coming out this weekend. But Washington Post tech blogger for The Switch, Brian Fung, disagrees with Ellison, and he joins us now to talk more about it. Brian, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
I mean, gosh, Larry Ellison is not the first person to say this, right? I mean, he's just maybe the biggest person to say it.
No, yeah, and Ellison, you know, was a big associate of Jobs's, and, you know, they got along pretty well. And so it comes as kind of a surprise, you know, to see Ellison lashing out, as you said, at Apple. It kind of speaks to, I guess, Ellison's loyalty to Jobs.
And, of course, his theory is pretty simple when you think about it, although you pick it apart. He says, you know, we saw Apple with Steve. We saw Apple without Steve. We saw Apple with Steve again. And now, of course, we'll see Apple without Steve forever. And each time Apple was without Steve, they started to go downhill. And every time he came back, they did better.
You know, Ellison falls victim to a pretty common mistake that a lot of people make, which is to sort of assume that, you know, a company's leader is the only person who matters for that company. You know, to be sure, Steve Jobs was a unique individual, and he did a lot of sort of very innovative things. But to sort of pin the fate of a whole organization on one man seems to be a little bit unfair toward everyone else who actually works there.
Including Tim Cook, I guess.
Absolutely, that's right. And one of the things that Cook is, you know, now has to figure out how to do is to lead Apple in a way that is reminiscent of, you know, Jobs' legacy, but still being his own person.
Don't you think in many ways Steve Jobs sort of created this perception that he
Absolutely.
Was Apple?
I think it's something that, you know, he wanted others to think about him. You know, in some ways, the fact that we all now think about Jobs as the only person who could lead Apple, you know, maybe suggests that we've fallen under his reality distortion field, you know, even though he's no longer with us.
It's interesting, too, whether that is correct or not. Sometimes perception of a company is half the game.
I think that's absolutely right. Apple, even though it you know, still is one of the strongest companies in the United States and indeed the world, you know, is sitting on a huge pile of cash. Yet nevertheless, you know, because for whatever reason, people think that without Jobs, Apple can't survive, and Apple's stock is now, you know, way down from what it used to be.
When Larry Ellison does an interview like this, obviously it gets a lot of press. But how much impact do you think it really has on Apple?
I think Apple is very interested in doing what it's going to do, and you know, if Jobs is at all an indication of how Apple is going to conduct itself moving forward, I think, you know, Apple is probably going to ignore what the common chatter is, and just try and continue to put out new great products.
All right, Brian Fung, a tech blogger for The Switch with The Washington Post. Thank you so much for joining us and talking about why you believe Apple can absolutely succeed without Steve Jobs.
Thanks for having me.